Mind Wings Audio presents Unseen Terror, written by Thorn Osgood, narrated by Matt Godfrey. Part 1. The Conundrum. Chapter 1. A soft beeping and blinking from the sphere on Raycon's desk caught his attention. "Answer," he said. And President Rye Bartle's image instantly appeared, with a frown buried in his brow and tousled dark hair down to his earlobes. Raycon was trying to get used to Bartle's new hairstyle. Most everyone seemed to be trying out shorter styles these days. "Hello, sir. Is it that bad? You look devastated." Bartle was between 15 and 20 years older than him, but they had become fast friends when he had taken a keen interest in civil governance for his undergrad studies in 76 OE. Bartle had told him about studies that would help him understand more about public service, and he had taken his advice, along with Shrayans, his Luminian teacher and mentor. After winning the last presidential election, Bartle had invited him to be one of 5 legislative advisors for his administration, and Raycon proudly held the presidential advisor title. "Yes, I'm afraid it is that bad." Wynn just left. He knew Bartle was referring to Jesse Wynn Hawkins' son, Wynn Hawkins Jr., who was now the chief of Harmony Services, usually referred to as HS, their security arm of protectors, established when the violent attacks had occurred in Organic Earth's 75th year. Raycon's grandfather, Nolan, had resigned as chief of the organization long ago, about a quarter of a century after the Thistlebriar exile, and returned to his love of computer technology and related inventions. "What has happened?" He held his breath, knowing that it was not going to be good. When Bartle did not respond, he took a deep breath. "Tell me what is wrong," he persisted. "Flora Henderson's grandniece, Calexa Wesson, has been beaten. She was so close to death, she was taken to the X7E lab." Raycon collapsed in the nearest chair. "I'm talking about SAG board member Flora's grandniece," Bartle continued. "I believe you know her?" He nodded. "When did this happen? Who did Wynn say did this? It happened this morning. As far as who? No one knows. A neighbor heard things crashing and breaking inside the woman's residence and called HS. They arrived minutes after being notified, and Wynn says that before the woman fell unconscious, they asked her who assaulted her. She said she saw no one." His thoughts flashed to what had happened in year 75 OE. The stonings, dome interior burnout, and when his mother had been injured. It had been terrible. That was when the School of Ancestral Guidance Board had agreed to his mother's recommendation to create Thistlebriar. It was a place where people were expelled to if they refused to take the Aggressive Behavior Eradication Injection, the ABE procedure. Was it starting all over? "Raycon, are you listening?" "Yes. I was experiencing some deja vu. A lot, really. You'll probably hear more about this in the HS Daily News broadcasts, but I wanted to tell you firsthand. Wynn and most of his staff think this is the work of the Looms." It was how the younger generations referred to the Luminians, and their elders had soon followed suit. "What? Just because no one was seen, have they lost their minds? I know it's nuts, and I'm on your side. I know the Looms would never do something like this. It's not who they are." Wynn says that's the only possibility, and that's the explanation he's going to give. He probably has announced it already. Wynn should have known his conclusion was wrong, since his father was an ephemeral passage pioneer. Had not his father told him? The Luminians had worked diligently with Coraline to save all those that wanted to become Guardians of Earth. They had been brought to the Ephemeral Passage, where the Luminians had revealed themselves to everyone and told them they were Earth's creators. They had re-established Earth in its natural state and showed them a non-polluting way to live. He shook his head. "That is going to be pure trouble. I know. That's why I called you. What do you want from me?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?